Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John, my favorite partner. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, peachy keen. How's New Jersey?
Rainy, windy, and muddy.
All right. Well, then, second question, how's the dog?
Rainy, windy, and muddy. Yeah, he's doing a little bit better, dude. You can still see him breathing heavy and all like that. He still like has his fight in him, if you get what I'm saying. Like, don't expect to knock on the door and not get bitten. I'll tell you that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he still has that in him, but you can see he's lost. He ain't going 12 rounds. He's going to take you out in two or three, or he's done. If you follow me, but he's laying right here doing the show with me. He's not doing that gagging thing as much. So the meds seem to be working a little bit. He's off the antibiotics, so he is a little bit more. He just seems better. He's a little more clear-eyed, not as miserable, but he's still going up and down the steps and all that, but he don't go up and down as many times as he used to.
Gotcha.
Like, he'll pick and choose. Like, if I went up 100 times, he'd go up 100 times. Now he's like, yo, stupid, I'll wait up here. I know you're coming back.
You're going to be right back. I'm good.
Yeah, so he's picking and choosing his moments, but I appreciate all the well-wishers. Our buddy, I was just talking to our buddy Mark off the air. I can squeeze some time in to book a little thing for him. But the past couple weeks have been so nuts and with everybody. But it was so nice to hear our listeners giving thoughts and prayers. And like Mark, when I talked to him today, the first thing he asked me, how's Presley? And it's so cool that everybody knows. I think they remember Presley's name more than mine, dude.
Well, he's the star of the show.
100%, dude. Yeah, he's my baby. I know all these shows, God forbid, way down the line, hopefully another 15 years from now, but when I'm listening back and talking about him, they're going to make me sad, John.
Yeah, but, I mean, and you'll have the fond memories, too, you know?
Yep. So. I can always go back and hear the boys bark, but that's another 10, 15, 20 years, I'm hoping, John. Yeah. You know how much. Off the air and on the air, all I talk about is how much I love this dog. Am I wrong?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. When we leave to come down, one of the things I miss the most is Presley. So, but I don't know. Well, he's laying right here. He's still recording with us, guys and girls. So, everybody, thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers. They're working. So, keep praying for Presley. That's our new slogan. Praying for Presley, John. So I'm sitting here watching the Masters, John. And I always root for Tiger Woods because you got to root for the old guy, right? But he's not doing
so. Yeah, at this point, he is the old guy, isn't he?
Yep, he is. But, Scheffler and Morikawa and Homa, there's a few of the Fleetwood. They're the top leaders right now. And I'll tell you what, out of all the, like, Disney World, as much as I pick on it, I even asked our buddy Mark, am I too negative? He goes, No, Doug, you guys actually, the way you put it was, he knows we love Disney, but he likes our candidness and our honest, because he asked me, does all the other shows get paid to say nothing but great stuff? I said, pretty much. He goes, because I don't understand how they keep saying everything is perfect, because it's not. But he's like us. He loves it, and that's why he's headed down for 10 days.
There you go.
But anyhow, the point I was trying to make when I get sidetracked, and I'm getting old, Disney World is beautiful. I love it. I have so many dreams. It's one of the most beautiful places on Earth to me. It probably is the most beautiful place on Earth to me. But the Masters is a close second, John, when you watch it on TV. Just the pure beauty of that golf course is amazing. It's one of the things I love about watching this golf tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do an amazing job of keeping those greens up, don't they?
Incredible. And it's one of the things that I also love when people listening to the show know. It's one of the things I love about the Phillies game. When I go into a Philly stadium, if I get there early and you go in and nobody's really out on the field yet, and the first time you lay your eyes on that green grass, it's absolutely gorgeously manicured, and dude, it makes me feel like I'm that 11-year-old kid in Little League again.
Yeah, you want to go slide in it.
There's just something about it that is so calming and beautiful. It's just one of those simple things that makes you so happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So, but anyway, we talked about, did you think about what your Masters meal would be, John?
I've got it written down beside me. I could glance at while I'm driving on the way home.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you to give yours, because you won last year's Masters, John. And how it works is, whoever won the Masters last year gets to plan the dinner for everybody. And they get to give the appetizers they're going to serve, the couple entrees they're going to serve, and then the dessert they're going to serve. So, John, we'll kick the show off with some fun Masters meals. So what would your appetizers be?
Well, you know, break down the appetizers here. We're going to have a bread service separate from the appetizers, and that bread service is, of course, going to come from Sanaa.
Well, great. So, and I'm going to cut in and I'll let you finish. Great minds think alike, and that's exactly what I said I was going to do. So go ahead, talk about the bread service, John.
Yeah, it's just in my fantasy Masters food course here, we've got about 7 hours to eat this. And everything, we're just taking our time in a real slow roll here. We're having a feast like in Game of Thrones, right? You know?
Yeah, just as long as we're not having the wedding, we're good.
No weddings, please.
Okay, no weddings. We don't want the red wedding, John.
Yeah, so, I mean, the different choices of bread you get there from Sanaa and then all the dipping sauces. And when Judith and Tommy were here just a couple of months ago, they were so kind to invite me over, and we had the bread service for at Sanaa before they had dinner there. So it's a fantastic deal. It's probably my favorite part of eating at Sanaa. So,
and one of the other favorite things about eating at Sanaa is the view out into the with all the animals and all the beautiful glass.
And they have a tendency to get real close to those windows too. So like we had a giraffe that was literally 3 feet away from us at the time me and Lisa ate there. So
no, it's an amazing, I recommend everybody, if you're having a slow day or you don't, and you have, if you don't have park tickets or whatever like that, go over and, if you've never been, go over and explore the Animal Kingdom Lodge and do lunch or dinner over there, and you won't regret going over to Sanaa, having the bread service and a couple of beverages of your choice. Now, would you?
No, not a bit.
So, I highly recommend that, John. So,
I concur.
So, what are you going to do for your appetizers, John?
Let's see. We're going to have. It's a two-part one. But we're going to call it which came first, the chicken or the egg? And so you'll get three of the deviled church lady deviled eggs from homecoming.
Dude, they are so good.
And you'll have three of the Omaha chicken wings.
Oh, there you go. Well, how about we have 50 of each? I'm all in, John. Now, they are some great appetizers. So what we're going to do here is we're going to be co-winners. How's that sound? I'm going to give you couple. I went a little bit sideways on this because you know how much I love Spice Road tables, right? So what I did is I'm going to use Spice Road table small plates as my appetizers. How's that sound, John?
I think we can handle that.
So I'm going to do the spicy shrimp, the spicy garlic, chili garlic, peri peri with the peri peri sauce shrimp. You've had that before, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah.
It is really good. Out of this world. We're going to go with some hummus fries, John. I have a big batch of hummus fries handed out. What do you think about that, John?
That's not. I don't know. They're okay. Honestly, and I wasn't. Yes, I tried them every which way you wanted me to try.
You didn't have them at Spice Road.
I had them at the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, they're different at Spice. They're better at Spice Road. But anyway, they're going to fill you up a little bit like hush puppies, John.
Yes, they will.
Yep.
Oh, those are so good at homecoming too. By the way, that jam that comes with them. Oh God, so good.
Yes. So I'm going to serve the spicy garlic shrimp and the hummus fries, John. And then I'm going to run over to Boathouse, and I'm going to get all their favorite mussels for us to have, John. What do you think about that?
Well, as long as I have
oysters, I mean. I meant oysters.
Yeah.
We're going to get all the best oysters from around the Boathouse, from around the world, and we're going to serve them.
Yeah,
now, how's that sound for appetite?
You're going to spend some money. They usually run, $350 to $650
a
pop.
The Masters is paying for this, John. So it's the way we're rolling, buddy. It's the way we're rolling. So
I'll take a dozen.
Yeah, because I'll go there. I'll add that to it because I was going to do the non-bread service here from Sana'a, from Spice Road Table. So you did Sana'a with the bread, so I ain't going to add these breads. But have you ever had the bread service here at Spice Road Table?
No, I haven't had it there.
Yeah, they have the non-spreads, which is really, really good with the hummus and the marinated olives and the za'atar and all. That's really good, too. So we're going to do that, John.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to our entrees, John.
Well, I've got a salad course.
Oh, you do? Okay, you're going to do a salad course, and what I'll do is I'm going to do a slider course. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have the wedge salad from the Brown Derby.
Well, you got to do the wedge salad, and you got to also do the Cobb salad.
Yeah, the Cobb salad's what I meant.
Okay.
Salad. Yeah, the Cobb salad.
No, that's incredible. You can't go wrong with the Cobb salad over there. So, and I'm going to serve the sliders from the Brown Derby and the sliders from the Nomad Lounge, John. We're going to pass them out because both of them are absolutely incredible. And that they should hold you over. And then to top it off, this will be the last of the small plates and the appetizers. I'm going to get Columbia Harbor House to make us up a couple hundred lobster rolls. How's that sound, John?
All right. And then right after that, we'll have the soup course. And we'll, of course, have a couple of vats of the cheddar cheese soup from Canada, Le Cellier.
Okay.
So, got to have that and a little bit of front pretzel bread. We haven't had enough bread yet, so no. A little more.
No, you can't go without the pretzel bread, John. You are right on with the cheddar cheese soup from over there. You gotta have that. So,
yes.
I think we're pretty full so far. We're doing good. We're gonna go sit around, hang out with some friends, drink some beers. We got some sliders from Nomad Lounge, guys. If you go to Nomad Lounge, get the sliders. They are out of this world. Same thing with the Brown Derby. You can't go wrong with the Cobb salad at the Brown Derby, so we'll have both of them. From the Derby gets two entries into this Disney Masters meal, John.
There you go. Yes, absolutely.
And then we got bread, sir. We're doing pretty good here, John. We got some spicy garlic shrimp. You knew I couldn't go without the spicy garlic shrimp.
Gotta have shrimp.
So I have three places with my entrees on it, John, and mine are going to be pretty high in cholesterol. That's all I'm telling you. So, where are you going for your first entree? Well, first entree, John.
Well, I have a feeling you're probably going to have one of the other ones from this menu, but I'm going to take the ribeye from Le Cellier. I have a feeling maybe you'll have another steak from Le Cellier, so.
Yep, so John's going to have, I'll read the ribeye. I already had that open because I had a feeling you were going here, John. So where are we at here? I hit the wrong button and took me into the kids' meal. The Cellier dinner updated April 24th. It just got updated this month, John.
All right.
So what are we getting here? Where are the... So you're getting the prime rib here, John?
No, there should be a bone-in ribeye.
Oh, the bone-in ribeye. Where are we at here? I don't see that on the menu anymore.
It used to be on there. They don't have
it. Oh, there it is. Prime ribeye steak. It just looked like prime rib. It's a prime ribeye steak. They added two layers here. So that's herb, Gruyere, Yukon gold potatoes, onion, cognac gravy, and crispy onions. Dude, that's no problem. That's only $59 a plate, John. We're golden. Disney Masters is paying for this.
Wonderful.
And I'm going with the filet mignon, of course, because I like the filet mignon. It's triple-A Canadian tenderloin mushroom risotto, John. The Parmigiano tomatoes and truffle butter sauce. The truffle butter sauce is also incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, that really elevates the steak. I mean, the steak itself is good, but that truffle butter sauce is out of this world. And the risotto that comes with it is fantastic.
Dude, with the risotto and then we got the herb Gruyere Yukon gold potatoes. We're golden, John. And we have no greens involved in this, John, so our wives are going to be pissed off.
I had a salad. It's finished. Okay. It's gone now, but I had a salad.
No, but we're both going with that. Now, I'm going with two cuts of meat. So what are you going with your other entree, John?
You know, actually, Doug, thinking about this, I haven't had a whole lot of seafood other than paddlefish, I think. It was the only time I actually had seafood at Walt Disney World. So I'm going to go with another one that I've tried several times. Actually, and it's going to be a little more of home-cooked type of meal than the other thing. I'm going to go back to homecoming and get their fried chicken. Because to me, that's the best fried chicken on property, and it's just fantastic. So.
Well, the great thing is pretty much everybody likes fried chicken, John.
Yeah.
Well, how about we do this? To throw in some seafood, we'll go to the paddle. We'll call them up, and we'll get a ton of those scallops done for everybody because those scallops were incredible from over there.
They were really good.
We get them. So we got the spicy shrimp from Spice Road Table that we'll have the shrimp with us. And then we'll get ourselves a nice order of scallops from the paddlefish, which were out of this world. And don't forget, we got the oysters too, John, from over at the boathouse. So we got some fish on the menu.
Yeah, we get a little surf and turf.
Yes. And where I'm going to go, dude, I'm going to get a little bad here. You're going with the fried chicken. So to add to the fried chicken, we'll go on the lower end of the cost, but not on the taste or the flavor. Right, John? You know where I'm going. I'm going to go over to Rose and Crown, and I definitely got to get our bangers and mash on our menu.
Get the bangers and mash. You got to get that.
Well, we're playing here at the Masters. We got to have a little bit of a little bit from around the world. We want our English members to feel right at home, so we're going to get the bangers and mash there, John.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Dude, bangers and mash, some fried chicken. I mean, that sticks to your ribs kind of stuff. But you've had the bangers and mash. You got to admit, it is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. I like just about everything on that menu, but yeah, bangers and mash is really good.
Yeah, if we want to, we could throw some shepherd's pie in and bring that on over too. But no, but the bangers and mash I'm going to get. And then where are you going next, John? You're going to get another entree on here.
Well, let's see. Now I have to think because I just had the two ideas.
Okay.
You know me and Lisa, we really like to get our value out of it. So for the longest point, a lot of our dinners were Cape May. And without their crab legs, I'm certainly not going there. And there's nothing on the buffets that, like, I mean, the strip loin at Boma is, like, really good, but it's, I don't know if it's worth having at the Masters, you know what I mean? So if I was going to do staying with the fried chicken theme and the little more of a home cooking type thing, I think the pot roast from 50s Primetime.
There you go. Well, that'd stick to your bones, you can't go wrong with a pot roast.
And I really like that. I mean, their meatloaf is good, and I know you love their meatloaf, but man, I really like that pot roast. So.
Well, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with anything for 50s, to be quite honest with you. I mean, and the sad part is, up until Tommy and Judith had that whole prom at the Flying Fish, I would have had that the crusted red snapper on the menu.
Yeah, I had heard so many good things about that. I was going to put it on there as me not even ever trying it, but after Judith and Tommy's adventure, I decided not to. So.
Well, we got to have some fish on the menu, so I'm going to throw that on there, and I'm going to go by how it's always been great to me. So.
You are the master, so you can go back and get the chef that was making it so good there for so long. Get him to especially prepare it. How about that? So.
Oh, and I was going to go with another meal because I was going to throw in, I love the tenderloin. I was going to do another tenderloin because I wanted to throw Jico in here because I love Jico so much. You know how much, and I don't see, they don't have their...
Four tenderloin anymore.
They don't have it on the menu no more.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, yes, they do. My bad. Yeah, here it is. Thank God. It's down the bottom. This is so good. It has a different flavor to it. So I had to put it on there because it's Le Cellier and this steak are my two favorite, and they both have totally different flavors to them. But this is it's a bone marrow crusted filet mignon, John.
Mm.
Or you can get a Bry New York strip, and it comes with four cheese macaroni, seasonal vegetable, chocolate red wine, demi-glaze. It's $59, either one you choose. But this filet mignon has a totally, it's incredible, and it has one of the best flavors you've ever had, and it's totally different. So I love it there. And then the other thing that's good over here is they have it's a cocoa-crusted venison loin. But I wouldn't bring that in because a lot of people don't like venison, but it's really good over here. So we're eating pretty good so far, John.
Yeah, I think we're doing rather well.
And then everybody's going to know what my dessert is if everybody has listened to the show at least once. So where are you going with dessert, John?
I decided that it's dessert. Everybody can get up and walk around a little bit, and it's going to be a regular buffet. So you've got your choice. You can have Banana Foster's, the Banana Foster's from Ohana. You can have a Zebra Dome, or you can have that sticky toffee pudding from Rose and Crown.
Ooh, that is so good too, John.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Really enjoy, and I mean, that's probably my three desserts that I'll eat on property. Other than that, I just probably much would ignore dessert.
Okay.
So that's the ones I really like.
Now, have you had my fried wontons from... The over at Yak and Yeti?
No, we haven't eaten at the Yak and Yeti in probably 12, 13 years.
Those fried wontons with that fresh vanilla ice cream and the strawberries and all, they're life-changing, John. So you have to next time we're there, dude, if we're at the Animal Kingdom together, I have to go over there and get that just for you to try it. It is one of the best desserts I've ever... It is my favorite dessert I've ever had. So... You have to try it one of these. You have to try it. So, it's incredible. So, but what I would do is, I'm sorry, and I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Disney's chocolate cake on property, no matter where you get it, is always good. So, I'd have them just bake me a bunch of chocolate cake that you get throughout the parks. And the reason I like that chocolate cake, we've gotten it free many times for our birthdays and extra stuff and the dining plan. So, we're going to have that because it's so good. And then we're going to also have Dole Whip and Citrus Roll because I don't want the problem of why we got one or the other. It would be like the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't want to get in the middle of it, John. So we're going to have both on the menu.
We can do both.
Okay. And then I'm going to get gelato from over at Italy from the new gelato place and have that served fresh, John. How's that
sound? Oh, Lisa will be set, so she's good to go. So.
Now, I think that would be a hell of a master's meal, John. It might cost a couple mil, but...
Yeah, a little bit. That would be a profound check.
But the crazy part was, if you listen to... Because how I got the idea of the master's meal was is watching, listening to the first round while I was working the other day, and they were talking about how last year's winner gets to pick the menu, and... They were going over all the things that he picked, and John, he had as many things on the menu as me and you just put on, so don't feel
bad. All right.
So, it was a bunch of stuff from Spain, because he's from Spain. So he had all a big Spanish menu. It all sounded absolutely, and Brazil, it all sounded incredible. So, Prezels, you okay? He's having a little breathing attack next to me, John.
No.
You okay, buddy? You okay? You're okay. Oh, my goodness. So we're sitting here. We're all stuffed and full. And now Tiana's Bayou. They're showing more and more animatronics. And what's Grandma's name again?
Grandma Odie.
Grandma Odie. Her animatronic looks absolutely incredible. All four of them do, John. The alligator playing music. Tiana looks beautiful. Like, she looks really good. And the drummer. Who's the kid playing drums, John? I can't remember any of their names right now. Do you remember?
The kid playing drums. No, I don't remember.
Oh, a young man playing drums? Is that Tiana's? I don't know. But I can't read it. They don't have the name here, but they have a drummer playing drums. Everybody will be yelling
it. Is it the prince? Prince Naveen?
Yeah, it might be, yeah. It might be the prince. So it's really... the animatronics that they have made so far really look incredible. I'm so glad that they didn't do the mapping that we were all afraid of. I hope these are good enough to make me happy from going to like 57 down to 17. Think I'll be happy, John?
I think you'll still find some fault with it, but
I don't know. Wait. I won't find fault with it because I do like Tiana and I'm glad they're doing something. I just wish they had done another ride because, again, I'll go to my grave with Tony Baxter thinking there was nothing racist about Splash Mountain. And I'll die on that mountain.
Doug, I don't necessarily disagree with you that there was nothing certainly racist, distinctly racist about, but it's very stereotypical. I mean, it
But that was the whole point of it. It was when it was made... They talked to the Grand Order, and they were proud of it. It was how Southern... So should they not do any... Like, when they do a Southern ride, you got all these Southern white people talking Southern. Is that racial? It was the way we spoke, or English. When I talked to a British person, it's the way they spoke. There was nothing... I don't think there was anything wrong with it. Just like everybody has a problem with my voice up here in New Jersey. Like, should I be offended by... Like, every time I go to Disney World, you're from Jersey. Well, what are you being... Is there something racist about that, or disparaging? No, it's the way I talk from up here. Everybody talks with a Southern drawl in Louisiana. They're, white or black have a different way they speak. Am I wrong? So why is it only that ride? I mean, that's my point. Like we're all the same. We're all cut the same. We bleed the same. It's the way people. It's how it was. It was done out of. If you listen to Tony Baxter, it was all done out of. He did his home. He was very offended by it. Himself, because he thought like he was being something was wrong with that, he did something wrong, and he was fired up about it. But again, long story short, I will always miss Splash because some of my greatest memories are on that ride. So, and I thought it was wonderfully done. Again, I mean, I will love Tiana because I like Tiana.
And the fact is that they're never going to re-release Song of the South. They're never going to sell any more merchandise from Song of the South. So there was no cross promotion. When you got off that attraction and went in the little gift shop, there was rarely even a one little plush from Br'er Rabbit, and that was it that you could find. I mean, so and they have no problem whatsoever. Be it right or wrong, Disney has no problem promoting Princess and the Frog, so they will be able to cross promote. I mean, and that just I don't know the fact that they had no cross promotion with any of their merchandise or even a possibility of more people seeing the movie had to weigh into their factor to decide to change the attraction.
Yeah, and then on the opposite side, Stitch is one of the most well-known characters in all of Disney history, and they could sell merchandise, but they couldn't make a ride to get anybody go on it.
No, that was a terrible attraction.
So they should have just opened up a Stitch gift shop at the end of Splash Mountain and called it a day. Again, I'm happy. I just wish they'd have gave us Tiana because I could have used. I'm looking forward to the new gift shop everything that they have there. They're talking about selling spices and stuff like they do over in over at Animal Kingdom for Flame Tree Barbecue and stuff like that. So they're talking about having sundries and stuff like that. I'm all for all that. I just wish they would have just added to it. I wish they'd have made a whole Tiana's Bayou with this new land they're talking about making. I just wish they would and incorporate it into my splash. But I just wish they'd have left Splash alone. I have spoken, John.
and so be it.
It shall be. But anywho, where are we at now? But that's going to be opening sooner than later. Have you gotten any news on a cast member?
No, preview? I haven't seen anything yet. I'll be very excited to see it when it comes out. Lisa's really excited about it too, so we're hoping that she can ride it. So,
well, if you have an extra spot, I might be making a flight down to get on that one.
All right. Well, I invited you to Ratatouille, if you remember correctly. So.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it without Brendan. She couldn't leave the job. And now we want to come down, but we have this little sick boy here. And you know I ain't leaving with him being sick, John.
Yeah, well.
And it's breaking my heart. Permits filed for new set elements at Country Bear Jamboree. They're changing the name, too, at Country Bear Jamboree. It's going to be Country Bear Jamboree. Something. Musical Jamboree at the Magic Kingdom. The permit carry. It has a new name and I can't see it here. But anyway, the new permits carries a description of install set elements and piping and is assigned it's to Thermostatic Corporation, which specializes in HVAC and chillers. So, sounds like they're getting new air conditioner in here, too, which can't hurt.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. So. Work is underway on the Grizzly Hall exterior with the attraction marquee now behind wraps and updated the show revised name. Looking ahead, which the show will open in the summer 24, the Disney says the Country Bear Jamboree are getting ready to put on a new show and pay homage to Opry style shows of Nashville. Why the Country Bear Musical Jamboree will include Easter eggs from the beginning and the end, including familiar tunes fans may remember. The bears will sing new, reinterpret Disney tunes in different genres of country music like bluegrass, pop, country, Americana, rockabilly, and other styles. John, you like some good rockabilly?
Rockabilly. Woohoo!
It's going to be called Country Bear Musical Jamboree, John.
What? I like the fact that they kind of edged all the way around Grand Ole Opry, but couldn't actually say Grand Ole Opry, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to pay them $15, John.
And then, okay, so Doug, going with the your so-called newer, kindler, gentler Disney, are they still going to have the mounted heads on the wall? I'm sure that's offensive to PETA, right? So
yeah. It's crazy to pick it and to choose it. Run Disney has a bunch of new apparel out, John. Have you seen any of it?
I haven't seen any of it, but apparently there's a race this coming weekend because I saw all the stuff up already.
Yeah, this girl has one of these Run Disney the running shirts on. It has on the back, it has Tink. It has Russell. It has Akuma. Matata has baby. Now I can't even think. Lion King, baby Simba. And it has baby Stitch on the back, John. So they have a bunch of new character design Run Disney outfits out. So you might be getting some PayPal runs, John.
Yeah, possibly, right? Do a little shopping.
Yeah, you might be doing some shopping, John. Disney Adventure World, Disneyland Paris renames Walt Disney Studios as part of a massive expansion. So even Disneyland's changing some shit up in Paris, John.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because I don't know if they ever fully embraced any type of a studio thing. So they sound like they've needed to change their name for a while.
Yeah, well, here's the two. My page is not responding, John.
Do.
Saying my page is not responding. I don't know why. Anything froze up. But I was just getting ready to go on the two new Tiana gift shops, John. Same reason this website decided to freeze the one-on-one. Where are we at here? Here we go. Disney unveils two new gift shops coming to Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Walt Disney World. The one is called the Co-op Shop, John. It's Critters Co-op. Looks really cute, too. It reminds you a little bit the way it's sitting, like the Tree of Life, the way the roots and all run down on top of it.
That's right.
A cute little raccoon on the sign. What else do we have here? We're scrolling down. House rules, all critters welcome. There's no such thing as a wrong note and dress code. Swamp casual, John. You could cover that, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much my daily apparel when I get home from work. So swamp casual.
Critter Co-op takes over the former Briar Patch and Tiana's Bayou General Store is located at the exit of the ride. It's called Tiana's Bayou General. Both new stores will open alongside Tiana's Bayou Adventure this summer, although an exact date has not been set available. So the rumors are they're going to be selling some sundries and stuff like that inside of the general store, which I hope they sell some Louisiana spices and stuff like that. I'm all for that, aren't you, John?
Yeah, some good hot sauces and some interesting flavors from probably beignet mix and probably some of the stuff from French Quarter would be out there too, you know? So.
That would be awesome. According to the latest Walt Disney World Operating Hours calendar update, Magic Kingdom will have an early close on June 21st, 2024. Does that have anything to do with you, John?
June 21st. Unless maybe that would be... Yeah. So usually when we have a preview day, it's separate. So, no, I don't know what that would be. Probably not us.
Park hours on Friday, June 21st, 2024, are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. with early entry for resort hotel guests at 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. The early closure is likely due to a private event and possibly part of the Department of Defense Warrior Games, which run the 21st to the 30th at the ESPN Wide World of Sports.
There you go.
So it sounds like it's going to be for our soldiers.
Oh, somebody else still bitch.
I would be that guy if I wasn't told ahead of time when I bought my tickets. You know that, John. And I'm all for the soldiers. But give me a discounted ticket for having to leave at 7 o'clock. Annual pass holders, VIP pass holder days. Disney announces new Epcot lounge and online perks, John, if you're a pass holder.
Ooh,
hold
fancy,
on.
Fancy.
The king wants to leave the room. And he's going to turn around and come right back in. Watch. You coming or going, dude?
I don't know.
I had to open up the door. He did not leave. He heard something out there. He just had a peek out of the room. Are you staying or are you going?
For us?
So you're staying now. He's officially staying, John.
Doug, you know, Presley's getting older. My dog's getting older, but she's still keen, and she's a small one, so she just doesn't have the problems and stuff. But our cat that we've had for, I think, almost 15 years, she's getting real old. She can barely hear anymore. And now she's taken to just sitting in the bathtub.
Oh, geez.
For no reason just sitting in the bathtub. Mm. Okay, so you gotta be really careful when you run into the bathroom to start turning on the water to take a shower. You might get her. What does that mean? I've never seen her in the bathtub in 15 years.
Maybe she just feels safe in there because she can't hear right. Who knows?
What's that got to do with the bathtub? I don't know,
because of the walls on it. Maybe she lays down and feels like she's in a bunker. Maybe that's her little bunker, John.
Yeah, maybe.
Disney has announced details of a 2024 summer VIP pass holder days at Walt Disney World, offering exclusive benefits to annual pass holders, including access to an all-new pass holder lounge at Epcot, located in, and this is nice, but it sucks for normal folk. It's located, and we already seen this. I actually seen this online. Restaurant Marrakesh within the Morocco Pavilion and a 20% discount on purchases at the Disney store. It is pathetic that they're turning that restaurant, which was, I mean, I ate there. I enjoyed it. I mean, but it was, it's there should be a restaurant in that building, John. It's like, they're just going to let you sit in there now. And it's great for pass holders, but I'm sure even the pass holders would rather have a restaurant.
Yeah.
What's that? You're breaking
they've
up right
given up on.
Go ahead.
They've given up.
I lost you again, John. You're just disappeared. You're disappeared.
All right. Helps. Okay.
There you go.
Outside.
You're a little bit.
All right. I wonder if the company, because I know Tangerine Cafe, I think Tangerine Cafe and both Marrakesh were ran and operated by the same food group. And it wasn't like the big one, like Patina, that's out there. It was another separate company. I remember delivering her years ago, and it was a separate, it wasn't Disney ran and operated. So I wonder if they pulled out and they just could get nobody to, because ever since COVID, both of those have been closed, as far as I know. So I wonder if that's the problem, and then maybe they open Spice Road Table because Disney does own and run that one.
Well, they do now. They didn't before. They took it over.
Yeah, that was true. So, yeah. So I wonder if that has to do with it. maybe the company that was running them kind of pulled out. Never.
No, I don't know.
It's disappointing though because. Yeah, I didn't care for what the meal I had there, but I liked having that option.
Yeah, me too. Me and Brenda enjoyed it. We didn't mind it. The only thing we didn't like is the baklava, the dessert. We were all excited about it. It was some of the worst baklava I've ever had, but the meal was good.
Yeah, my roast lamb tasted like it boiled.
No, that's not good. But
yeah.
It's going to be open for pass holders from May 1st to June 18th. From noon to 8 p.m. daily, located at the Marrakesh Pavilion. And it says highlights. It's exclusive to annual pass holders, the pass holder lounge. Pass holder lounge is a great place to unwind during a fun-filled day at Epcot. Here is pass holder Ken. Chill out in air conditioning, John. You can go in air conditioning. Nobody else has air conditioning. Chill out and you got to go here. And enjoy complimentary snacks and water, John. What do you think they're going to give you as a snack, John? A cookie?
If it's the same as the DVC lounges, you'll have your choice of like these little itty-bitty bags of Frito-Lay products and then a cheap fountain drink, little cups for your freestyle Coke machine.
Well, here they're only saying water. You don't even get
anything but
water. You could charge your mobile device here, which... That's fine. And you get a complimentary pass holder button. Plus, special friends may stop by to say hello. So I guess maybe a Disney character might pop in.
Yeah,
or Bob Iger might come in and ask for a donation.
Maybe your friendly neighborhood bus driver will stop by. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, that's John.
John Orlando.
Gear up to celebrate the stories you love with a special offer for pass holders. From May 5th to May 24th, Walt Disney World annual pass holders can save 20% purchases at the DisneyStore.com. You place for all things Disney, Pixar, and Star Wars. So if you want to get something, go on Disney.com and you can get some 20% discount. So I don't know. I'm happy they're doing something with it, but it's just another... I mean, how many buildings can be in Epcot abandoned, John?
Yeah, they really have let Morocco go. I mean, half of them stores were never reopened or any of that stuff. That's stupid COVID, and then they just never really fully invested back in Morocco. And I used to love wandering through those little street markets and stuff back in Morocco. It was always a lot of fun. But, yeah, I don't think any of that stuff's reopened.
No, it's sad. It's very, very sad. I mean, they need to do, like... Okay, if you ain't going to do nothing, if it's not going to be Morocco, then bring another country in here. Don't just let it go to crap back there, because that's what you're doing.
Nope.
How were the storms there yesterday? It's at risk of severe storms a couple days ago. John, did you get hit pretty bad there?
Yeah, it rained probably a good section of the day, but and we had quite a bit of wind at home, but nothing out of control. It wasn't anything really terrible.
So. Okay. Oh, Joe, how low can my ear hang? Rody was spotted at Epcot with Walt Disney World.
Was he there with his earring, or was it?
Yeah, I love Joe Rody because of, I know he's kind of like cutting Walt Disney's cloth, where he's a perfectionist and wants it beautiful there. We can agree on that, right? Because he did a fantastic job with Animal Kingdom. He did, and I know he's still pissed off about the Yeti because I heard him say it. He said it should be working. It's a disgrace. So, anyway, he was spotted at Epcot, John. Checking out the changes. Legendary Imagineer Joe Rody is back at Walt Disney World this week, seen touring the new updates to Epcot. Captured by Attraction Magazine, Joe is walking the park with Walt Disney World-based Imagineers, including the Epcot Transportation Lead Scott Malwitz and Creative Portfolio Executive Chris Beattie. So, he was roaming around. He has his hair cut short. He didn't have his hat on or anything like his adventurer's hat, so. Rody confirmed recent speculation in late March that he once again is working with the Walt Disney Imagineering. That is great to hear.
Yes, it is.
And I think, you know why I think he's back, John? Because of everything going to go on in Animal Kingdom. I bet he said, hello? Hey, Bob. I don't care about the rest of the crap you're screwing up, but you're not going to mess up my park over at the Animal Kingdom, so I want something to do with this. What do you think? You think that was how the conversation went?
That or they really got scared with Epic Universe coming out, and they were like, oh, please come back.
Yeah, well, I think it was all part of it, but shortly after Joe posts, Walt Disney Imagineering said that Joe Rody is leading a series of master class work sessions for current Imagineers. It remains unknown if he may be involved with projects at least on a consultant basis, if not full-time employment. The most likely assignment would be the Avatar attraction coming to Disneyland Resort in California and the major overhaul of Dinoland USA at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Joe returned to Imagineering following news that will be honored at Disney. He will be honored at D23 as a legend on August 11th. So, I am 100% glad he's coming back. Because I will tell you this. If he's behind the Animal Kingdom, he will not let them sell it short. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think Dinoland got past him? Or was that just not part of his scheme, or they got that done without him being a part of it?
I could be wrong, and I'm usually not. We all know this. From everything that I read through books and stuff like that, Dinoland became, and that whole Tri-Stop Spin crap area and all that stuff, Primeval World garbage, that was all done at the end because they were running out of money, is what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I had heard too, I believe. I believe you're correct.
So I believe he just... And he fought for so much of all the other stuff, I believe he just allowed them to have that garbage pit.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. That's what it was to me. As far as, it ain't a garbage pit because, you know, it was better than a carnival, but not much. But the bottom line, for Disney standards, it's a garbage pit. How's that sound, John?
Yeah. Looking at some of the other attractions and how well they were built and stuff, and they compare Triceratops Spin and Primeval World to anything at Magic Kingdom is ridiculous, you know? So.
Well, it seems like Disney's PMH ended with DeSantis and now it ended with Elon Musk, who they're also posting now again on X.
We moved on,
and yeah, there still are millions of people over there that we could take money from, so I think we ought to just go over there again. We might not agree with him, but if we can make money, who cares, right, John?
There you go.
Hey, Disney, people from both sides of the aisle come to your parks, so it's going to cost you money. You go either way, so stay down the middle, and let's all go there. And can't we all just get along, John?
We can try.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, hardly anybody else wants to.
No. God bless Israel now. Again.
Indeed.
The first look at one of the finished show's scenes at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Here are a couple of amphibious friends who love to sit back, relax, and catch up on all gossip from around the bayou. This one here has a bunch of frogs sitting on a log, John.
Frogs on a log.
Yeah, I would have never thought that one up for the bayou, would you have, John?
No!
They're going out on a log limb here, John.
No. And,
they look pretty cool. They don't look like animatronics, though. They just look like some logs, bumps on a log. First look at the whole new 1900 Park Fair character Breakfast at Walt Disney World. I actually seen, I can't remember the girl's name. Me and Brenda watched her. She has a YouTube channel, and she was actually there with Tiana and them all meeting you at the meet and greet. This damn page here, John, this magic page today is really giving me trouble.
Messing you up, dog.
I had to keep logging out of it and going back into it. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Where are we at? Let me go back to it now. I want to try the new 1900 Park Fair. I don't know if I want to do the character meal, though. But Tiana, she was doing a good job. The girl doing the job, she was adorable, and so was the prince. They did a really nice job.
Yeah, whenever you do those character meals, if you don't want to interact with them, you just let your waiter or waitress know, and they'll steer the characters away. So.
And that's fine. I just don't want to pay the extra $30 to see a character, you know.
That you don't care about, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I do. I don't want to say I don't care about Tiana and all them, but I don't. You know me, John. The only character, I think in the last 20 years, the only character I got my picture taken with was Snow White with you guys that time.
And see, that goes to show you it wasn't even Snow White, it was Belle.
Belle, so. My bad. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Characters are not one of your top priorities.
I enjoy looking at them. I love them being there, but I'm not really getting my picture taken with them if you follow my lead there. 1900 Park Fair is back at Grand Floridian Resort in Walt Disney World after multi-year closure, which has been complete refurbishment of the restaurant space, an updated buffet menu, and new character Disney character lineup. It looks beautiful. And I mean, come on. Everything at the Grand Floridian is beautiful, John.
Yeah, it is. Ritzy.
Yeah. The decor every inside Park Fair has, every inch inside the Park Fair has been refurbished, including more upscale look at the plush materials that fit its location at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort. I mean, it's beautiful. The dining room pays homage to the history of Big Bertha, an antique organ, and it incorporates carousel theming, including new murals and carousel animal drawings inspired by Disney films. The Disney character experience is probably high on your list of a reason to dine here. In his Prince Ali attar, Aladdin, Cinderella, Mirabelle, and Tiana showcasing her new look for Tiana's Bayou Adventures are all available during breakfast and will stop by each table to hear your wish, because they want you to write your wishes down, John, when you show up there.
All right.
Every hour or so, the characters take part in a dining room-wide celebration moment narrated by Jiminy Cricket. And you can see this on YouTube if you want to. 1900 Park Fair breakfast. That's what they ate. They had the breakfast. There was quite a few options on the breakfast buffet, John. Disney's culinary team has completely reworked the breakfast buffet menu and is serving an elevated lineup than before. Cinnamon pulled apart bread, which they said was incredible. Carved ham, spiced tofu scramble with vegetables, guava and cream cheese Danish are among some of our favorites. They have eggs Benedict here, John. which really looks good. So then they have that famous strawberry soup that everybody talks about. Have you ever tried the strawberry soup, John?
No, I've heard people that's like one of those things that I've heard a lot of stories about, but no, I've never eaten here, so I've never tried it.
So your full breakfast menu below. You want me to read it?
Sure.
Bread pudding with vanilla creme anglaise, donut holes tossed with shimmer, Grand Floridian strawberry soup with fresh strawberries and whipped cream, double chocolate muffin, guava and cream cheese Danish, cinnamon pull-apart bread, beef and potato hash, classic eggs benedict with hollandaise sauce, carved ham, croissant breakfast pizza, smoked salmon, cheesy potato casserole. Cheesy potato casserole, John.
Yum.
Spiced tofu scramble with vegetable and assorted fruits and cereals, John. It sounds like a pretty good menu. Cocktails are served separately for $15 and $17. What do you think the breakfast is, John?
$49.95.
I would take that if I was you, but $54 for adults, $34 for kids. So, it's crazy, John.
Yeah, it's pretty steep for breakfast.
Yeah, it is. Trying to see if they do the dinner menu here. I don't see it. So, I think they just do the character breakfast here. First look at, what is this one? You got to go out, dude. He's just standing here eyeballing me, John. Seeing if they, you want to be petted or you're going to be nice, you're going to bite me.
Yeah.
He nailed me yesterday, 2 days ago, leaving. And I love my wife, dude. She's all heart. Because I picked on her a few times for getting nailed by him. You need to pay attention. You need to watch what he's doing or he's going to get you. He didn't want me leaving. So.
Can't go anywhere.
No, this is the same
gotta
thing.
Got to have permission.
Yeah, he don't want me going, dude. He got my hand pretty good. He didn't draw blood this time, no. So, Disney shakes up earnings call schedule to discuss final financial results. They pushed it back a little bit, it looks like. Disney has announced new measures to address abuse of disability access service. So, basically, if anybody is trying to beat it or do something wrong with it, they're gonna put more penalties down. It looks like, John.
Yeah. Good luck trying to prosecute or you know do anything about that. I mean,
dude, you can't prosecute people for shooting somebody anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so you go in Home Depot, rob the store, and they, my friend. She grabs the cart from stopping these thieves with their mask on and hoodies up from stealing it. She got suspended for 2 weeks, John. At the store, 22 years, she gets suspended for trying to stop people from robbing the store. Ain't that wonderful?
Sounds about right.
Just stupid. Stupid, John. Now, did your son watch the Sixers in the Orlando game the other night?
He is,
John turned the car off. John turned the car off, and you did all this to me, John.
All right, wait 1 minute.
Now you should hear this. You sound so bad, it's incredible.
Dude.
You sound like something inside the Haunted Mansion, John.
Oh, very cool.
No, you're too deep and too loud.
That better?
Yeah, that's way better. Why would you turn the car off right in the middle of the show, John?
Had to get gas.
Oh, well, that's unacceptable, John.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then I was going to be walking, so.
But anyway.
That would have been more unacceptable.
Did your son watch the Lakers-Sixers game the other night? Or the Magic-Sixers game the other night?
No.
The whole time during the game, they're telling me that the Sixers hold the tiebreaker. And now, all of a sudden, I'm told they don't. Now, they beat the Magic. They hold the series head-to-head, and they're tied, but now the Sixers have to play the 7-8 game. I don't understand. I was lied to all week, John.
You were lied to. You were set up.
He's a Magic fan, isn't he?
Yeah, but you don't understand my wife and my son. They get so into sports that they feel terrible if they watch them and they lose. So a lot of times they won't even watch their favorite teams because they don't want that feeling. So they have a weird psychological thing going. Like Lisa will hardly ever watch the Lightning because that's their favorite team. So I don't get it. I mean, why root for a team if you're never going to watch them? But I don't know. So, hey, whatever. Whatever works for you.
Well, so. I'm not even going there because anything I could say could just get me in trouble. So, you know, I don't want to pick on Lisa or JJ. So I'll just, for a change, I'll shut up. How's that sound, John?
Look at that. He put the filter in place.
Yes. I can do that, John. Trying to see what else we have here. DVC cabins installed at Fort Orleans. They're not cabins, Disney. They're not cabins. Tell you what, the crowds weren't high this week. I know that for sure.
They were way down. Yeah, they were way down. There was one day one of our Disney bus drivers posted on our page on Facebook. He went out there and he rode all kinds of stuff after 3 o'clock and had no problem at all getting down to anything. And then somebody had even put, it was basically a walk-on ice resistance at 8 o'clock. So,
dude, one of the YouTubers went to Hollywood Studios. They were sitting at home, she said, and her and her best friend seen the wait time. So they said, let's go. They did Rise, Tower of Terror, Slinky Dog, and Toy Story Midway Mania, and did the Mickey's Runaway Railroad in, like, no time. Never went on from one to the other. I mean, Tower of Terror was a 13-minute wait, John.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Well, that would be the day that you are a complete idiot if you pay for Lightning Lane on a day like that.
And I guarantee idiots do it. They do it. They just automatically buy that crap. Hours extended for 3 Walt Disney World parks in late April and early May. So check your guide maps, guys, because they're going to extend hours. So that sounds good. New Pop Century Resort apparel and water bottles, John. They look normal. Your normal bright pop, but they look good.
Any unique merchandise for resorts is a good thing.
Yeah. They got Tomorrowland Loungefly backpack. At Magic Kingdom, it looks pretty cool because it's Tomorrowland, so. What else we have?
Yeah, those Loungefly backpacks just don't prove very useful. I see a lot of people wearing them and stuff like that, but they're too small for actual to use as a backpack, and they're too uncomfortable to be used as a purse for a woman, in my opinion. Lisa won't wear one, so I don't know who buys them, but, I mean, they're certainly cool. I mean, there's tons of them that are really neat looking, but as for actually using them for anything, I don't know if it's worth the effort.
Yeah, me neither. But they'll buy it just because of the, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole collecting thing on them now, so go spend $55 on a collectible item that you'll never use, just put on a shelf. So I guess I do that sometimes, so, you know.
Yeah. New Canadian Pavilion merchandise featuring Chip lug bag, Spirit jerseys, and more. So they got some, and the Chip lug bag is Chip from Chip and Dale, so everybody knows. But it's pretty cool. And then they got a Canadian backpack that is like the good old days when, you know, it looks like the old-fashioned, flannel, like Santa Claus does. Disney, throw us a bone. Reach out to Off Kilter and see if he can bring them back.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
Epcot needs a home run.
Drove a new bus today. With Zootopia.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Did in the afternoon, I was doing the park-to-park Magic Kingdom to Animal Kingdom. And going to Animal Kingdom wasn't busy at all, but coming back, whew, yeah. That last one I had 37 people from a senior class, so 37 plus, you know, regular 20 people standing there, so I had a crowded bus. So.
Disney Pins takes over Croc location in Marketplace Co-op, so the pins are cranking back up again, John. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Disney guests who lied to get DAS will be permanently banned, so people have lied and they're banning them, so that's good. But that's a slippery slope, too, trying to find out, you know what I'm saying?
You got to be very careful with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, we're told in transportation, you know, I mean, if somebody tells you that their child has a special need and they need to have their stroller in the cargo area, don't even question it. Yep, you bet. All right, right away.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. So, and if you're the kind of person that would lie about your child having a special need when you just don't want to fold your stroller up because you're lazy, there's a special part of hell that you'd go to. You know, I'm just saying. So,
I know people back in the day, like, and you know, I've said whatever, but I know people that would rent wheelchairs just to rent them, and they'd all take turns pushing each other and get, use it to their advantage, which was scum to me.
Yep. Yeah. Taking advantage of any of that situation when you don't have that special need is that's a very, very bad thing.
Like, I'll be honest, like, when my father's back went out, they went above and beyond for him, but we didn't take any advance in line. We didn't take any advantage that way. We just took the spots to park him next to us, if you get what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
You know, they tried to do more for us, and the same thing with Mom, because we would put her in there just because it's hard for her to walk and it's easier for us.
Yeah.
Like, we feel safer with her in that, because I can control people from knocking her over. Because she can walk fine, but she can't hear well, so people don't, you know how people are, they're all about themselves, so they'll just run you over. So me pushing her, it's easier for us to keep her safe.
Right, but even with
that, they'll bring us through special entrances and stuff like that, but we didn't want any advantage, you know, we just want to sit next to her, you know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but there's major, that's about all the news I have, John. It just, there's Morocco Pavilion Friendship Boat Dock reopens after refurbishment, so they're reopening that. But there's so much news and rumors on these new lands and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to truly know until D23 myself what 100%
is. Yeah, right. And that's what it's worth actually talking about, because I don't even know if after that, because we've had other stuff come out at D23 that was never actually done. So just ask Epcot. So.
Well, until they break around, basically, with Disney, because it could change.
Exactly.
But it's fun. There's all the rumors of the riverboat will be shortened. The area, Tom Sawyer's Island, might be shortened because of that new back area. Again, and I know I'm like beating a broken drum here, but Tom Sawyer's Island, it's time. If there was one thing besides fixing the Yeti and opening all, if I had my way before I built any new land, I'd want every single building like Morocco and the Odyssey and over by Test Track and all these other pavilions. I would want all the empty buildings at Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom, Stitch's Great Escape. I would want rides in every one of them before they add anything. That's just my opinion. And what would that be, John? Like 15 locations, maybe?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I love the Liberty Bell. I would like to see them just dry dock it like they do with the Empress Lily, which they made into the paddlefish, and do something with it. And just take all that property, too, when they're doing it, and reinvigorate Tom Sawyer's Island. Because you want to talk about Song of the South not having no... What are they selling for Tom Sawyer's Island, John?
Nothing at all.
So, you know, they need to... Like, what if you did Moana's Island, John? Made it like an island like that?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That we could use that. I mean, it just, and I know I've said this, what, maybe 100 times on the show? Because we just did our 800th episode a few weeks ago, and I didn't even say a damn thing. That's how crazy it's been around here. Congratulations, John. We're over 800 episodes now.
We're 800 years old. All right.
Yeah, we're on 803, I think today's is, or 804. Oh. That's what I was saying. We passed right by 800, and I didn't say a word, John. That's how crazy it's been around here. So, trying to see, where are we at? What episode are we on now? I think it's 804 this will be. Let me see, Johnny. There we go. Yeah, this will be 803, John.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Did 803 consecutive shows, John.
You have. I've done, what, about half of them?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, close to that. I bet you've done close to 400 shows. It's been a while, kid. You've been listening to me bark in your ear.
Yeah, you believe that? I still want to become a part of the show.
And you still want to do it. You should get some kind of special dispensation when you claim Social Security, John.
I don't know. Does Brenda get some kind of special pay?
Yeah, that poor girl. She should get a humanitarian and special pay. So, I don't know. I take care of her, John. You know how much I love her.
I'm sure you do.
But I'm going to let you go, Johnny. Anything happy? Anything different happen on the bus this week? Or?
No, I had the new bus. I'm trying to think anything going on. I talked to you yesterday. I'll let everybody else know. About 3 weeks from now, probably the beginning of May sometime, I'll be working out of Disney Springs instead of Magic Kingdom. So I'm giving that one a shot. That was like one of the few 40-hour morning bid lines that was left. So pretty much where I had to go, but I was kind of prepared for it, and I'll be all right. We'll check out Disney Springs and see if I like it. So,
well,
I'm
going to
keep hopping around probably until I can get a 40-hour bid at Epcot in probably another year or so, and then I'll be happy. Yeah, that's where I want to go. So,
what is that, the most popular one?
It is, and it has the fewest bids or the fewest lines, the 40-hour lines and stuff. But yeah, everybody wants to work at Epcot. You literally park next to the bus depot, so that's an advantage. The managers, everybody's laid back. The leadership is laid back, and everybody's pretty cool. And it's Epcot. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to hear Epcot music on the way every day? So, you know.
Yeah. And well, hopefully you get it sooner or later. You've been there. You're moving up the seniority ladder.
Yeah, I'm close to. I'm about 150 away from halfway there, so being halfway through the seniority. So, yeah, I've got 4 years in right now. So,
well, you're getting there, kid. You've been there. Yeah. You've only been there 4 years now?
I've been a full-time bus driver for 4 years. I've been at Disney for almost 8 years.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Because, yeah, with the Lion King and the train. And
yep.
You were working part-time all those times.
Yeah.
That's when you were really struggling between the two jobs. You were making money, but you weren't happy.
No. My only thing now is this long-ass drive. But other than that, yeah, the job is great. So.
Well, hopefully one of these days you can get a little closer, John.
But we'll see.
So, but anyhow, everybody, root for the Sixers for me, please.
Or the Magic.
Yeah, or the Sixers. I'm just kidding. But anyway, everybody be kind to one another. Everybody be safe, kind, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye, folks. Fold your strollers. Be kind. Nice.
And happy. Hoping my buddy Jimmy feels better. Hope you feel better, Jimmy. So if you listen to the end of the show, you got well wishes, buddy. And we will talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Bye, folks.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.